Nan Hayworth, what is your view? How is the job situation in America going?
Well, not as well as it could be, Alan, and that's what's so troubling. There are ways that seem really quite clear in many respects in which we could really help to empower our employers, our small businesses especially, and small businesses create about two-thirds of the jobs in this country. They, if you talk with these folks, and I've had the privilege of doing it throughout our Hudson Valley, they'll tell you that well-intended but onerous burdens have been created by the juggernaut of regulations that have come out of the Congress. There are state issues as well, certainly, but from the federal level, there's just a lot of hindrance and not sufficient help that's come out of the Congress for the past couple of years. So we've been trying to lift some of those burdens from the House side, and with the support of Democrats and Republicans in the House, and it's been really, really tough to make headway because the Senate has not acted on just about 90% of the bills we've sent to them.
Nor vice versa, I would say, right? I mean, the House hasn't been sitting up and taking notice of the stuff that the Senate does.
We've passed some Senate amendments, and we have worked toward getting to conference, for example, in which the Senate and the House work together on the transportation bill. Now we've accomplished that, but the Jobs Act that the President signed into law about a month ago was meant to provide regulatory relief, sensible regulatory relief. And that's the thing, Alan. We're just trying to bring common sense to bear. We want appropriate protections for those who are vulnerable. We want consumer protections. There's no question. But there's a sensible balance. So that was the Jobs Act was a collaboration between House and Senate and administration. The President signed it. And in that case, the House sent a bill to the Senate. The Senate amended it. The House passed the Senate amendment, and we proceeded from there.
So let me ask you a question. We've all heard about the Buffett rule. He thinks that it's not appropriate that his secretary is paying twice as much as he is
Right.
in there. What do you make of that?
Alan, we all have a role to play in participating in the in what the federal government does. What the federal government does, it is supposed to benefit every citizen of the United States. So how do we make things fair? How do we make sure that those who truly can't afford to contribute materially to a federal tax burden that is shared across 300 million people effectively in one way or another? How do we protect those folks and make sure that the rest of us, which is going to be the majority, the vast majority of Americans, can somehow contribute and do so fairly? Now, I personally would say that the best thing we could do, and this goes back to the question that you asked quite rightly about jobs and growth in the economy, we need to simplify our tax code and do so substantially. And I've said it many times, but I really would like to get toward over you know we can walk us down as a nation gradually toward this, toward really a simple flat tax. Where everybody who can participate in this, and we know there are some folks who won't be able to, can pay a simple share of income. Some folks have called it the postcard tax. Our tax code is so riddled with exemptions and deductions and credits and fingers on the scale for various entities, including, no question, business entities, various industries, you name it, that it does, and for various types of individuals. In fact, if you go to, and anyone who's listening can do this, go to irs.gov, pull up the PDF of Form 1040, and look at line 24. There's actually a special exemption for folks like me, which I didn't take, for elected officials, essentially. I forget what the exact phrase was, and for folks in the entertainment industry. They can deduct They have a special deduction, the entertainment industry does. Does that make sense? No, not at all. Not to someone who's who's on Main Street USA, who doesn't fall into any of those categories. So in that sense, I absolutely agree. We have to make the tax code fairer.
What about
The way to do that is to flatten the whole thing and eliminate the complexity.
So you don't see a progressive income tax as being a good thing. You want everybody to pay the same thing.
Well, I think there can be a degree of progressivity, and I think the way the budget that we passed through the House a little over a month ago, at this point, that was led, and everybody knows Representative Ryan's name. That budget proposed significantly simplifying the tax code and having two levels of income tax. And I think that makes a lot more sense to aim for that. So there's a lower level for folks who are in lower bracket, and then a higher level. I think I believe they were 10% and 25%. And to me, that makes a lot more sense.
Well, Nan, will the people who are, on K Street earning these immense salaries as lobbyists ever really permit the Congress to simplify the tax code and take away all their breaks?
Well, think of it this way, Alan. It's not theirs to permit, is it? This is up to the American people. As representatives of our constituents, folks like me have an obligation to treat everyone fairly.
Now, what about things like the mortgage deduction, one of the biggest in the country in terms of what people
sure.
do? My accountant says, if I pay mine off, he's going to murder me.
And I've been through that reasoning myself over the years. We finally did complete our mortgage. We've lived in our house for 23 years.
Right. The issue is, will the American people stand for that, and is it a good idea?
Well, Alan, there's look at it this way. There are definitely some types of deductions that are more near and dear to people's hearts and homes, mortgage interest, no question, child deduction for dependent children, charitable deductions. Those are the three big ones. Let's even take those off the table for now. Well, mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. And, and some folks have said, second mortgage, second home kind of thing. Maybe we can take that off the table. We can put that into the mix of things that we'll reconsider. But even if you take those three fundamentals, in the personal income tax realm off the table, that leaves everything else. And I do think that we could make tremendous progress if everybody sat down and agreed, look, we can do this if all of us know that there's going to be a change that will ultimately be for the better, and we can transition down through that. And I think, if we set up something like a 10-year plan to make that happen, I think people would find it refreshing, and I think it would provide a real benefit to the economy. I really, truly do.
Okay, got a minute and 45 seconds. Who should be the vice presidential pick on the Republican side?
We've got a lot of great talent out there.
Yeah, but when you're sitting across the breakfast table, what do you say?
I'd be very happy to see Governor Christie be the vice presidential nominee, to see Representative Ryan be the nominee. Marco Rubio, certainly Senator Rubio, has a lot of support. I've heard Governor Martinez's name from New Mexico. I've heard Senator Portman's name, and all of them are excellent public
servants. Yeah, but I'm only giving you one choice and insisting that you give me the answer.
Alan, I will. Let me preface this by saying that I will support the vice presidential nominee. I can't imagine that Governor Romney is going to come up with an intemperate choice, so to speak.
Well, it's been done before in the last election.
But I'm gonna express confidence in Governor Romney, whom I did endorse in November of 2011, that he will select an outstanding nominee. And mm-hmm. and among the folks I mentioned, I would be very confident in all of them. I really would. And there are different aspects of their careers and their personalities that I admire, all of which could be well employed in public service. I'd be happy with any of them.
Nan Hayworth, great to talk to you. And if Romney wins, then I'm sure, based on what we just heard, he's going to nominate you for a diplomatic job. Thanks, Nan. We'll see you the next time.
You bet.